classics music.
From one, BBC introducing At Midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Jimmy Goodwin in for Guy Garvey.
Jimmy Goodwin, standing in for Guy on Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Hey, how was your Bonnie night? I hope it was great. Lots of music to get through in the show. Coming up is the War on Drugs.
You can see from the highlights.
Come to the City, The War on Drugs, off the record Slave Ambient of the album. Before that, the opener of the show was Getting Nasty, Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm. Legendary Ike Turner. If we can put the wife beating aside, man, a bit of a pioneer, to be honest. This is The Telephone Song by Charles Bradley, and I will tell you that after I've played it.
Hello, baby. Oh, it's you. Ah, oh, man, you're my goodness to see you, baby. To hear your voice, you know, you way across the ocean and I'm way over here. And my love, Jones, is coming down. I just have you nowhere near me, baby. I need you here. Let's talk this thing out, make this thing together. No more arguments, baby, just me and you. Remember the time when we was laying down together, side by side, and your love just hit me so strong. I want you, baby, come on home. Can't be this way no more. I'm tired of fighting, baby. We don't need a fight no more. We acting like fools, baby. Two fools in love. I brought you a ticket, baby, but you never got on that plane. We acting like fools, baby. Two fools in love. I wanna make right all that I've done wrong.
Charlie Bradley and the Menahan Street Band out on Daptone Records. This is a new one on me. Really nice, really nice. I was hanging out with Jeff Barrett from Heavenly yesterday in London. He played me this. Really interesting stuff. The guy's the Screaming Eagle of Soul. This is alias. Right on. I'm Lord Knows Best by Dirty Beaches. It reminds me of Suicide, that. Brilliant.
Music. I like the idea that as you're educating yourself to the present and to the future, you're also re-educating yourself as to your past.
BBC Radio 6 Music presents the John Peel Lecture.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pete Townsend.
So why was John Peel's system important? Peel wasn't a musician. He was a listener, a broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that digital stations like Radio 6 Music endeavour to do this. Musicians need to be heard and to be judged and, if possible, to be paid.
Watch the lecture right now at the 6 Music website. BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jimmy Goodwin, 6 Music.
You think I got an evil mind? I tell you, honey, I don't know why. Don't know why. And you say my singing's out of time. It makes me money, and I don't know why. I don't know why anymore. So come on, feel the noise. Girls, grab your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild till dawn. And you think I got a funny face? I'm in no hurry. I don't know why. Don't know why. You say I'm a scumbag and it's no disgrace. I got no worries, and I don't know why. I don't know why anymore. So come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild. Come on, feel the noise. Girls, grab your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild till dawn.
Imagined Village with Martin Carthy singing. What a great cover of Come On Feel the Noise by Slade. Mean Go-Getter, great lyrics on that song. Yeah, the Imagine Village is Simon Emerson, among other great folk and well, just great musicians, really. Simon was in the Afro-Celt sound system, and his other project, Walking With Ghosts, is performing next week with me at this as part of the Ghosts and Gone Birds exhibition at the Rich Mix in London. So I'm really looking forward to him hearing his other stuff. He's got Jackie Oates, who's a great fiddle player and folk singer, Jed Lynch on drums. I know Jed. I used to play in electronic with Jed. Great player. There's Richard Evans on bass, Ben Murray, Joss Clapp, and contributions from Eliza McCarthy, Martin Carfi, Andy Gangadine. Loads of, you know, what, real great who's who of British music, really. And yeah, but again, Come On, Feel the Noise with Martin Carfi is just incredible to me. Well, he sounds so lived in his vocal on that song. You know, he could have written it. This is Cerebral Palsy with Cutting Class.
What you do, it's hard.
Do With What You Have by Blauwan. I think it might be on RNS, which is a legendary techno label. I know he puts stuff out on that label. He's cool. I think he's from Doncaster, this kid. Really interesting.
We
Feel something coming through. This is Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, and I think we've got a visitor.
Now then, Winifred Atwell was a true musical pioneer. She was the first black woman to have a number one hit in the UK, and she remains the only female instrumentalist to have done so. To say she was big in the 50s is an understatement. At a time when instrumentals regularly topped the charts, here was a woman who rode the crest of that wave, selling millions of discs with a sound that was unmistakable, thanks to an old upright piano that reportedly cost her £2.10. She was best known for the ragtime and boogie woogie that she began playing in her native Trinidad. But what many of her fans probably didn't know was that she was also a hugely talented classical pianist who studied in New York and at the Royal College of Music in London. She was shy, eloquent, and extremely well-read. Strange then that her style of playing could be so brash and forthright, and that her most enduring hit became the theme tune to a televised snooker tournament. But no one who hears her performance of Black and White Rag can doubt her nimble-fingered skill and musical intelligence, her thorough appreciation of syncopated rhythms, or her witty delivery of some of the most deceptively difficult-to-play popular music. Her talent was outstanding, and her delightful delivery, simply irresistible. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you.
the mesmerizingly mysterious Beckypedia with another nugget, The Black and White Rag by Winifred Atwell. Wonderful. Next is Earthquake by This Is The Kit. No, it's not. This is it. This is the kit there with Earthquake. You know what? This is the expression more cowbell, but I think the expression should be more woodblock. I got a fever, and that fever can only be satiated with more woodblock. You feeling me? This is Galt McDermott with Fragments. Thank you.
Bobby's Finest Hour with Jimmy Goodwin.
With the wonderfully named Super Lungs, My Supergirl. What have we got next for y'all? Oh, this is interesting. This is by a guy called Brad Checker. I owe this one to the wonderful writer John Savage. He did A Court by the River, which is a great website. Sort of nature, really. The world of nature. They do some river compilations, and this was on John's river compilation for Court by the River, and it's called Warm River by Brad Checker. Brad Checker with Warm River. Wonderful. Like I said, John's a great writer, and you know when you sort of collect snippets of you read something and it just really grabs you. One thing that he wrote, I think it was, I don't know who he was, it was a review of someone, but he said, both harsh and comforting, like snakes pass seen from a warm car. And it just resonated. I just liked that. I just thought it was really, really interesting. He's ace. Okay, I do believe it's trailer time.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. All we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne, bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh, dear.
Day mornings from 10. I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Jimmy Goodwin, Six Music.
Jimmy Goodwin, Six Music. it tickles me that, really, honestly.
Keep an eye on the tempo. Let's get a groove going, guys.
We'll be right back.
Arctic Brass Ensemble with Spotty, which is their cover of Outkast's Spotty Oppotty Doppelicious. Try saying that one when you're a bit tipster. This next one is by the sound recordist Chris Watson, and it's from his new record, El Tran Fantasma. I think it's about a journey which no longer exists in Mexico, and it's a coast-to-coast journey. And Chris is great. Chris goes way back to like Fad Gadget and really mad 80s band, and now he's, a nature and ambient sound recordist. And let me just take the ghost train from Los Mochis to Veracruz and travel cross-country, coast-to-coast, Pacific to Atlantic. Ride the rhythm of the rails on board the Ferrocarriles Nacionales de Mexico and the music of a journey that has now passed into history.
Thank you.
Radio.
Six Music.
Jimmy Goodwin. Six Music.
Your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the shutters. My night nurse, oh gosh, oh the pain is getting worse. See no doubt. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Shutters. My night nurse. All the pain is getting worse. I'm hurt by love. See no doubt. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. My night nurse. All the pain is getting worse. I'm hurt by love. No doctor can cure.
This one goes out to Don Letts, who's up after me tonight, I believe. I was in the Heavenly office yesterday in London, catching up with Jeff Barrett, and Jeff's got the amazing poster on the wall of Don was a DJ in the Roxy Club, which is a legendary punk club, wasn't he, back in 76 77, and there's a great poster for the album with Don basically in front of a line of policemen for the Notting Hill riots. You know, I think that was, I guess, 76, 77, you know, in his time hanging out with the Clash and stuff, and it just reminded me of that, and, you know, and he's playing next, and that was the connection, really. But it's a sublime photo, posted. Don, if you've got a spare one, knock in the boot, you know where I am, man. This is My Heart Cries Out by The Action Unlimited.
Someone mentions no name, just that it needs a someone to ease the pain. A thousand years have passed since I last spoke her name. My heart cries out for someone to stop the pain that turns my
John and the Monks there, Black Winds. You are listening to Guy Garvey's Finest Hour with me, Jimmy Goodwin, stepping and representing, yeah? You know what I mean? Okay, next is Wukan by Canadian group Black Mountain from their album In the Future.
We'll be right back.
foghorn bows and on your two toes. Look out the windows. Crooked teeth on the bottom row. Takes a lower lip to know. Fuck a sorrow. Watch her go. Sorrow. Walks to the phone box in rapid fur. Looking back, the edges blur. Now daybreak is on her back, like the train is on the track. Vodka sorrow. Watch her go. Were you really there? Vodka sorrow.
Lovely things.
Take a trip to Tom's world.
You might want to hang out there. I'm definitely going to be there. Come on, how good was that? Back off.
Tom Ravenscroft.
That was amazing. I should have entirely held that back for a little bit later on. I think I might have peaked three records in.
Every Friday night from 9. BBC Six Music. Jimmy Goodwin, Six Music.
Everything will be alright.
Come back, D'Angelo, we need you back. This is D'Angelo and the Line of his classic album Voodoo. From, I think, God, how long ago is it? We need him back, man. Okay, next we've got Guy's been bringing back the old from the BBC's archives. He's been playing Desert Island Discs, and this week it's a 1972 interview with David Hockney.
Now, at Bradford Grammar School, you had a reputation as a nonconformist. You eased out of what you didn't want to do.
Yes, I didn't enjoy school at all. I hated it, really.
You moved on to Bradford School of Art. Had you any clear idea what you wanted to do in art?
Well, no, I mean, I was a very naive little 16-year-old schoolboy who went to the art school, and when they asked me what I just said, oh, I want to be an artist, and they asked me if I had a private income, and I said I didn't know what that was, and they said, well, if you've not got one, you can't be an artist, because you'll never make a living at it. But I thought that was really bad to start discouraging innocent 16-year-olds, yeah. So I took no notice.
What about your family? Did they discourage you towards this very precarious form of existence?
No. In a sense, I think I was quite lucky there, because perhaps a lot of other parents would have been more practical and said, oh, you can't do that, really. Oh, you should do this. You see, they didn't. They just thought, well, maybe it's a good idea to be an artist, and never gave it another thought.
I'm through with love. I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love. Don't ever call again. For I must have you. No one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart. I'll keep my feelings there. I've stopped my heart with icy frigid air. And I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and sweat with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. Spring and all it meant to me, it can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one, and so I'm through with love, and so I'm through with baby. I'm through with love.
Ooh, boopie doo. That had us all swaying. That had Celia and Michelle swaying in the control room there. That was David Hockney from Desert Island Disc 72 talking about his, well, not surprising, is it, awful tales from school and childhood and being discouraged from, you can't discourage someone like David Hockney from having a... an art career. You know, he was just born to do it, isn't he? I guess that was his choice. It was Marilyn Monroe with I'm Through With Love, with that lovely tremor and vulnerability shining through in that vocal there. All right, I'm going to go off piece, dear Mish. I found something in my bag, and it's by Esther Swift, who's a harpist that I've been working with lately. And she's given me some of her new songs, and this is lovely. This is one song of hers called The Stillness of the Nighttime. The Stillness of the Nighttime by Esther Swift. www.soundcloud.com, Esther Kate Swift. She's a belter as well, a smashing girl. This is Grapefruit Moon by Tom Waits. You're listening to Guy Garvey's Finest Hour with Jimmy Goodwin's Finest Bit. Thank you.
Bigfoot moon. One star shining, shining down on me. Heard that tune. Now I'm pining on it, can't you see?
I look at all those lonely people.
music, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. Nobody wants to come near. Look at him working, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? Just look at all them people. Where do they all come from? Just look at all them people. Where do they all belong? I look at all those lonely, lonely people. Yeah, yes, I do. Rigby died in a church and was buried along with a name. Nobody came. And Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. Nobody was saved. Now can't you see those people? Where do they all? Where do they come from? All the lonely people. Oh yeah. Where do they belong? I look at all those lonely people all around me. I look at all those lonely people. Tell them Rigby. Tell them Rigby. Tell them Rigby. Follow McKenzie. Father McKenzie, can you tell me where all those people belong?
The Mighty Four Tops with Eleanor Rigby. Wow, what a great cover. I love the backing vocals on that. Amazing. This next one is George Benson with a 10-minute sprawler, but it's an incredible song. This is called El Mar. It's got a... This is Herbie Hancock period, and Herbie's like, it's really, it's mellow but psychedelic, I think. Harvey Mason on drums, Herbie Hancock, George Benson, incredible jazz, beautiful jazz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Darkest Strains of George Benson with Elmar. I've just been sat here while, you know, digging on that, yeah, you hear me? And thinking about, me and Guy stood in the other day for Radcliffe and McConey, which was really good fun. It's just tickled me thinking back on hearing Guy introducing Alice Cooper's new single, I'll Bite Your Face Off. It's just made me smile. Oh, boy. But, yeah, radio days, huh? Yeah, Elmar, George Benson with the psychedelic Herbie Hancock on. I wish I could play Fender Rhodes like that. It's just incredible. I'm now going to play another long track and bid you good night and say thank you ever so much for listening and letting me play some records. You've been listening to Guy Garvey's Finest Hour with me, Jimmy Goodwin. And I'm going to play One Sunday Morning for Jane Smiley's Boyfriend by Wilco off their new record, The Whole Love. Good night, y'all.
This is how I tell it. Fear what waits for you.
spells. Spoken and gone. I feel relief, I feel well. Now he knows he was wrong. Father, frozen underground. Jesus, I wouldn't bother. He belongs to me now. Sad keeps moving, so I wandered around. I fell in love with the burden, holding me down.
BBC introducing right now, Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight, and this is Culture Clash Radio. For the next 60 minutes, I want you to kick back and relax as I cross time, space, and genres with a chilled selection that'll include Zappow, The Dorothy Column, Miss Omega, Aaron Gosh, Nostalgia 77, Eels, and the Owini Sigoma Band, to name just a few. But to ease you in, the title track from Chinese Man's latest album, Racing with the Sun.